Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, today is the 23rd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1442. We present to you our report back of last week's activities. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fa hadith. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you proclaim it, announce it, pronounce it, but say that these are the bounties, favors of Allah, not our greatness. We are non-entities. هذا من فضل ربي. This is the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah upon me, upon us. Similarly, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله. The person who is not grateful, thankful to humanity, in reality is not grateful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Alhamdulillah, Monday to Saturday, the program going very well. Early in the morning from 10 past 4 to 20 to 5, many non-Muslims also taking great interest in that program. So this is the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Allah. And we always motivate them, encourage them, tell them, ask any question you want to know related to Islam and don't follow what you are listening on your media. The media today, most countries, most outlets are demonizing Islam and Muslims. They will call us terrorists, they will call us fundamentalists, but they will not speak about their own state terrorism and so forth in so many countries. Thereafter, mashallah, the tafsir also, mashallah, that when we started here with Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Allah's mercy, Allah's help, 2.5 years ago. So that was in April 2018. So I started with Surah Yasin, and now, mashallah, we finished that. You must remember that till the end of the Quran Sharif, and then we start with Surah Ankabut. So that also this week will finish with Surah Fatir. So the last 10 Jews will all be completed on air. And then what we have in our archives, we started with that, mashallah, between 1:30 and 2. So already there today, you must remember you heard verses 238 and 239. And you know in Surah Baqarah, there are 286 verses. The Q&A is going very, very well. Allah's mercy. For past 20 years, that is always a very, very popular program. And Allah Jalla Wala accepted. Tuesday, mashallah, and Wednesdays we have the bliss of marriage, and that is with Sirius FM. And in the morning, the program is with Radio Al-Ansar, between 4 and 6 with Maulana Arafat. I'm on air from 10 past 4 to 20 to 5. So that is going very well. And the bliss of marriage also improving, and mashallah, more and more listeners are joining in with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Tuesday night in our Jami Masjid here, we had tafsir, and we discussed Surah Kawthar, Faswalli li Rabbika wanhar, Inna shani'aka wal abtar. The person who hates you, Ya Rasulullah, Allah forbid, he hates your message, Allah forbid, huwal abtar, he will be cut off, he will be crushed, he will be decimated, Allah Ta'ala isko nest or nabood karenge. Unless this hidayat for them, then is a different issue. And we see what happened to the Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab. We saw what happened to the war criminals, you must remember, like Ariel Sharon and all these people in our time. We saw what happened to the Soviet Union, how the whole country disintegrated. So any person opposes Islam and Muslims, sooner or later he will pay a heavy, heavy price in this world or definitely in the year after. And that is the promise of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Wednesday, mashallah, that about, 5 o'clock, 5 past 5, I leave home and I go here to the Khanka, read Asr Salat there, 5:15. And then, mashallah, we go to the Darum Zakaria. And before 6, we are there because they're fixing up the road. The road now is not so good. And you know that so many potholes beyond, we can't even count how many there are. So we hope and pray they sort all these roads out as soon as possible. But mashallah, you can just see Mufti Sahib waiting there. And for my arrival, so our beloved Ustad and Sheikh. So then we have a lot of issues to discuss before Maghrib, and I give him all the roundup and tell him what's happening in the American elections, So he tells me about this and all these things here, what he thinks. So anyway, like political analyst, we discuss it. So anyway, it's very, very nice. And we speak about a lot of other issues. Then the lesson, mashallah, and that was of Sahih Muslim, mashallah. And we discussed many, many ahadith the Hazrat mentions and gives us this and all these type of things. So it was very, very interesting. And thereafter, we come back to the room. Again, we have tea. So mashallah, first round tea is green tea. And second round tea is milk tea. So I say, Hazrat, pehle chai jo hai Suleimani hai. Phir dusri chai jo hai wo Dawoodi hai. Dawoodi meaning with milk. So anyway, that is all just lighthearted. And then we discuss many masail and issues and so forth, certain things. For example, see, I give you one example, it will help you in life. I said, Hazrat, I'm getting questions now. People are going for Umrah and with business visa, whatever visa, Iqama. But on the app, they're only getting chance that after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they can come and perform Umrah. And now, remember that they maybe have to come home. So what happens? They went to Makkah with the intention of Umrah. They had to go into quarantine. But by the time the answer came, that by that time they have to come home. So they didn't perform Umrah. So I told Hazrat, can't we pass the fatwa on the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's verdict? Allahumma mahilli haythu habastani. Ya Allah, I will come out of ihram as if somebody prevents me. So Hazrat said, yes, that Hazrat Mawlana Sher Muhammad and some Hanafi ulama. You see, these are things we learn from Hazrat, that they have passed the fatwa like that. So subhanallah, that is what you call fiqh. You have to look for answers within the Quran Sharif, within the Sunnah, within the fatawa verdicts of Sahaba, and within your school of the reliable ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani. So that is how you solve problems. So this is one example. So many examples we can cite like that with Allah's help. Then Isha Salat, and thereafter come back, it was 9:15, I remember, because Salat time has changed there now. 8:30 is Jamaat there. And then Thursday, mashallah, was a very exciting day. And mashallah, our manager was here, Brother Bilal, and he has a wealth of experience, Allah Ta'ala, in the media. So he was giving the team also some pep talk and some guidelines and so forth. And thereafter that, my brothers, our Haji Ahmed Wali, Haji Yusuf Isaac Ji, my students, mashallah, young men, but they have so much zeal, enthusiasm, always, we must go here, go here. I said, okay, we'll go now to this Mayfair, and there's an opening of a masjid, so we read Salat here at the Khanka, and about 6 o'clock or so we were there. So about 6:15 I was entered the masjid because I was sending out messages to people, you know, about the program and so forth, and it was drizzling there. So mashallah, a lot of people were there, and you know, when I entered the masjid, I met my cousins, and mashallah, Musa Kareem, Haji Musa Kareem, Haji Hussein Kareem, mashallah, they all there in Johannesburg Mayfair area, and they were Masjid Falais and Mayfair Jummah Masjid. And subhanallah, Allah's good power, kudrat, that the father Haji Abu Kareem passed away, our auntie Amina Bai passed away, two sons passed away, Babu, his name was Yusuf, Usman passed away several years ago. Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. When I entered the masjid, I saw Mona Musa Lahir. He was with us at CII, and mashallah, he was making zikr and so forth. So I just sat quietly in the corner there, but a lot of people came to meet me. 6:30, mashallah, was the adhan for Maghrib, and thereafter the program started, which we took live on Markaz Sahaba, and that was very, very interesting. Mashallah, Maulana Musa Lahir was the MC, and Qari Umar Basheikh read wonderful Qirat. He was with us, he's still there with CII. So he originally is from Kenya and so forth. So, you know, that part of the world, Nairobi, Mombasa side. And he reads Quran, beautiful, and he reads Naat and praises of Nabi alayhi salam. So he stopped. So I told him, no, read more and more. So mashallah, then he read beautifully, and then he praised Nabi alayhi salam. And thereafter, mashallah, that I spoke from about 7:10 right till about 8 o'clock, and we made dua. Spoke about the history of the masajid, and spoke about the virtues, the challenges we are facing nowadays. So many places the masajid are closed. Some places the masajid in the world have been transformed into churches, Allah forbid. So all these problems we have, but we never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So the people were very, very happy, and I met Haji Hussein Kareem. He was unwell, he had COVID-19. So Allah Jalla Wala grant him, grant his family, all of them Shifa-e Kamil, and always beg Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Oh Allah, we beg of thee forgiveness. We are sinners, ya Allah, we are transgressors. We admit there are no mitigating circumstances. Hum to gunagar hai, siyakar hai, khatakar hai, Tari ka maamla farma, dar guzar ka maamla farma, maafi ka maamla farma. So we beg Allah for forgiveness. We beg Allah to cover, conceal all our shortcomings, our vices and sins. So in that way there, and beg Allah, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from all the dreaded and evil diseases. These are all authentic ahadith. Open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, open Sunan Nasai, open Tirmidhi, you will find this type of ahadith. And mashallah, then we made dua, and thereafter the Isha Salat, we went there, and I met so many people. The masjid was jam packed, remember that. So I asked Haji Musa, how many people? He said just 200 people maximum, but there were more than 200 people, there's no doubt about that. So the masjid was packed, Masjid Abu Bakr, after his father Haji Abu Bakr Kareem, and after Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So wonderful name, beautiful masjid, and mashallah, lot of foreigners there and so forth. When you enter Mayfair, you think you're in Mogadishu, in Somalia somewhere. And you go on the other side, you will think you're in Pakistan, India somewhere. It just depends where you are. Because me, I don't like to go to these areas. I get lost now, you know. I'm simple, Simon. I don't understand all. So it's good for me. I take the driver and they take us here. So I joke with Haji Musa. I said I came with one driver and one bodyguard. I tell him, no, this is all my students, mashallah. So after that, they had a wonderful, wonderful supper there. And Allah Ta'ala reward Haji Musa and his entire family, mashallah. So the nephew also came from Balfour Nazir, our Haji Babu Yusuf's son and so forth. So mashallah, it is a wonderful program. Anybody wants a Mayfair program, then just send me a message, Mayfair Masjid, or Masjid Abu Bakr. We will send the podcast to you, 071-888-1184. Otherwise, just go to our Telegram account, you will find it there. Or go to the Twitter account, you will find it there at AK Hussein. So mashallah, everything that is always, also go to the website and you will find it there. The website is www.muftiakhussain.net or Markaz Sahaba, MarkazSahaba.com. You will find it there as well. So there are many, many ways how you can retrieve all this information. And then we came back after the meals. So we thank Haji Musa and all the entire family. Wonderful, wonderful it was. Allah Jalla Wala accepted. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. The first salat was Asr, then Maghrib and Isha, second and third salat. That is, we were there with Allah's help. Friday, I had to go to Rainbow Masjid. The Imam there is Mohan Nazir Jasad, mashallah, young alim. For many times, he asked me, please come. So I gave him the date of this Friday that passed, the 6th of November, you know, and I said, fine. So mashallah, we translated the khutbah of Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, Hafidhullah. He is the oldest Imam currently, then Sheikh Sudais, and then the others. So he gave a khutbah. They are speaking about the akhlaq and adab and respect and so forth. Wonderful lecture. So, and a khutbah. And in the ending, he made dua for the Palestinians and said, Ya Allah, decimate and destroy the apartheid regime of Israel, the Yahud, who are the zalims and the transgressors. So he is a mashallah. He visited South Africa twice also. So he came to South Africa. We met him and so forth. Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, if you study his father, his father was one of the big judges and qazis there in Saudi Arabia. He was blind, but Allah Jalla Wala blessed him with such a retentive memory. You speak to him once, it registers. You come again after 2-3 years, you speak, he'll tell you your name. See, Allah Ta'ala took sight away, what blessed him with firasat, with insight, and with that foresight and so forth. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He gives certain people what gifts, you must remember. Although they were blind, but they were masters. Imagine a judge, and not today's judge, those days, mashallah, Qazi Al-Humaid, he was known as, Rahimahullah. So this is his illustrious son. People say he knows about 12, 15 languages or more. So I heard him speak English and so forth, but I don't know if he knows so many languages. But people I heard, they say he knows a lot of plenty languages. The Imam I'm speaking about, Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, Hafidhullah. So thereafter we went there, and my brother Muhammad Khan, his beloved son Wasim, came, they picked me up, and we went there. I remember we entered the masjid at 12:15, 12:16 or so, and then I told Maulana Naziri was waiting. I said, very good. 12:20 or so, Adhan will go. Let me read my 2 rakat Tahiyatul Masjid. And Adhan went about 12:21 and 12:30. I started the talk. Right, this also was live on Markaz Sahaba. So that talk also, if you want, we'll send it to you. So I spoke about every year what happened, the important events and significant incidents that took place Ba'd al-Hijrah in Madinah Munawwarah. The first year, second, third, then the 9, 10, 11, every year. So it was very, very interesting. Then khutbah and salat and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala reward our Maulana Nazir Jasad and his trustees and officials there in Rainbow Masjid. Rainbow Masjid is the second oldest masjid here in our Lanesia. We have more than 50 masajid. And if you study the chronological table, the history, the oldest masjid first is Sabri Masjid. And second is Rainbow. And then third comes our Jami Masjid. So these are the top three as far as the chronological table goes, as far as the history goes. Then Saturday, mashallah, that we were here at home, and I know my family members, some of them, when I phoned them, you know, I said, let me phone some family. They say that it's very strange that you're sitting quietly at home, because they know we run around. I said, no, it's still locked down. It was rest now. So you must, you know, just on a light-hearted note. So mashallah, so Saturday also, that lot of work gets done, because you must remember family time, and then I have to prepare for the majlis of Hazrat Mufti up and prepare for a lot of other issues for the station and this and what have you, where else we can improve and so forth. Then Sunday is a very, very busy, hectic day. Therefore, I try and rest during Saturday. And mashallah, that on the Sunday after Fajr, then take shower and then feel fresh and go to the majlis. And then we speak little bit about Hazrat Mufti Sahib, and there's some ulama there. We speak about what's happening in the world and so forth and so on. And then we have our breakfast, and then we go to the masjid at about 7:30. Mashallah, the majlis started. And Qari Ahmad Durrani, Maulana Rafiq Durrani's son, mashallah, he read the Qirat. And thereafter I spoke, and I spoke about وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. In Urdu we speak there. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala selected Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be the mercy to the entire universe and creation. So remember, every creation is benefiting from the mercy of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even today. That is our belief of the Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Thereafter, mashallah, Maulana Abbas, one of the senior ustads there, he spoke a very good talk he gave, and he spoke about the hijrah. He said today is the 22nd, meaning yesterday, of Rabiul Awwal, the Hijri calendar. And you know, then he spoke about various incidents that occurred whilst the hijrah was taking place. Very nice good talk, mashallah. And you know, Maulana Abbas, there is a senior ustad in Darul Zakaria. Allah Ta'ala bless him, reward him. And thereafter, Qari Muhsin read the Qirat, and then Maulana Haider spoke. Maulana Haider spoke, mashallah, of our teacher, and that is Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib, who passed away in 2017, and his illustrious son, Maulana Adil Shaheed, who just passed away, who was killed now by the Kuffar Shias recently. So very good incidents Maulana Haider mentioned about Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib, and so forth. I was the first student to graduate there with Allah's help in Jalwa Farukia from South Africa. 1400, and mashallah, it was the year 1980. And when I went to Hazrat and told him, okay, I want to study Hadith by you, he said, nay, you Afriki Talaba, you students from Africa, you're one too many facilities. We don't have all this. I said, no, Hazrat, I play out to study. Main har kurbani karne ke liye tayyar. So he looked at me and smiled. So mashallah, then he gave me admission, all that. So we studied Mishkat Sharif, first part by him, second part by Mufti Nizamuddin. So Shamsi, he was Shaheed also. So that was our teachers. Then, and I never missed one lesson of Hadith, mashallah. The whole Mishkat Sharif, the whole 10 kitabs we did, Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmizi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, and then we did Muwatta Malik, Muwatta Muhammad. Then there was the Ustad there, Musnad Abi Hanifa. No madrasa would teach that. And Tahawi. So 10 kitab, I would never miss one period with Allah's help. Adam in Fadli Rabbi. And that's how I landed up in Darul Newcastle. One day, this Ustad who was teaching us, and I was the only student to study by him from South Africa, because we were the last, and then he retired. So he was teaching us. So he said, while teaching, Maulvi Abdul Qadir Afriki, Africa jaakar kya karoge? That was his style of speaking. You Maulvi Abdul Qadir Afriki, that was my name there, from Africa. When you go Africa, meaning South Africa, what you going to do? So I said, Hazrat, suna hai ek darulum hai waha, air Maulana Qasim Sema sahab muhtamim hai. Said, acha, wo to mera shagird hai, is my student. So my mind started working then. So when I was leaving all that, you know, so mashallah, then I, you know, came, we went for Hajj, my wife, myself, and I told Hazrat I'm going, and then I landed in South Africa 2nd November, so 1980. So anyway, after Hajj and that, so I told Hazrat, please write a letter to Maulana Qasim Sema. So he wrote, and then what he wrote, Allah knows, I can't open a letter. So when I met Maulana Sema in December 1980, and I told him I want to teach, then Dalum, he told me, yeah, the vacancy nahi, jagah nahi. And then I showed him the letter. He got so impressed. So Hazrat must have written something very good. He said, acha, Hazrat is still alive. I said, yeah, and we studied this, and then he got happy. He said, okay, now what we will do, we will make mashura. So that is then few days before Dalum opened Newcastle. So mashallah, then Maulana Sema said, come, but don't bring your wife. There's no houses available, yeah, we will see what we can do. But alhamdulillah, there was Haji Usman Tar, the Mehman, mashallah, he passed away, so I went to him at the Told him, Osman, but this is my father and this is my uncle. And he said, no, I know your family. I said, I need a house. In 1 minute, they gave me a house, everything. So I told Muslim, I was very surprised. So anyway, that was all the fond memories. Allah give Haji Osman Tarbo. He has stayed in Jannatul Firdaus. He passed away in Los Angeles on a Friday. So Allah, very good man he was. And thereafter, we stayed there in Newcastle. And this Thursday, we're going again, inshallah. So, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib will then render the Bukhari Sharif Khatam this Thursday after Maghrib. Hazrat Mohan Shabir Saluji will give a talk. I'll be there as well, inshallah. And it'll be a wonderful, wonderful program, inshallah, Al-Aziz. And thereafter, Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke, you know, he spoke very, very little. And one incident he mentioned, which I will share with you. He said, Hazrat Mohan Masihullah Khan Sahib, Hazrat of Jalalabad, who did not start teaching the final year students Bukhari Sharif and all that, as long as Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Shaykhul Islam, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, was alive. Hazrat passed away in 1957. So thereafter only they started the final year there in Jalalabad. So imagine how much love, respect they had for their teachers. So Allah Jalla Wala grant us all this love as well for this for Almighty Allah and for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Master alayhi salam, and all the Sahaba and Awliyaullah. Okay, next up, 2:30 to 3, Sheikh Zakaria in the mercy of Allah. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's program, Q&A, and 3:35, 3:40, inshaAllah Aziz, Brother Alameen Templeton with the business news and views, and 5:30 to 7, inshaAllah, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of this today's tafsir, which we heard from 1:05 to 1:30. 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 10, Q&A, Maulana Arafat Atiya and myself, inshallah Aziz. 10 to 11, Sheikh Anwar Al Awlaki Al Shaheed Rahimahullah. So regarding the Seerah and Nabawiya, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Mubarak Life. Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.